This is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's February 25th, 2007, and here's Jesus.
Nazarene, in our letters to the Ellsworth radio station, we mentioned that the angelic messengers would go out to the people when God's message was played to bear witness to it. What are angelic messengers?
Duh, Alora. Angelic messengers are God's messengers. They are very powerful spiritual beings. Most of them are havens, most of them are angels, but some of them are humans. But they go out whenever God sends out a message, whenever one of God's prophets sends a message to someone. The angelic messengers go out and touch the people receiving it and tell them to hear and believe because it truly is a message from God, and it is one of God's messengers speaking. This is what angelic messengers are, Alora. Sometimes the angelic messengers take spiritual relatives, people that are in the afterlife, with them to the person that they're trying to reach, and this increases their power because the people recognize this relative with them as well. But that's what angelic messengers are, Alora. They are very powerful spirits from the kingdom of God, from heaven, that go out and touch those that God sends his messages to, so that the people will recognize that it is a message from God. So the people will have no excuse when they come into the afterlife and be able to say, well, how was I to know that this was truly a message from God? And God will answer, because I sent my angelic messenger and it touched you and you knew it was real and you still rejected it because it was not what you wanted to hear. This is what angelic messengers are, Alora, and that's what they do, and that's why mankind should listen to them.
I know what they are, Nazarene, but some of our listeners might not.
Well, they better know what they are by now, Alora. They certainly better know what they are by now.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Polly here. I have written a book called The Book of the Nazarene, which tells of my early adventures with Jesus of Nazareth called the Christ. What's the address, Linda?
voicesfromspirit.com/B15N7/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. We're sure you will enjoy it, as many have enjoyed it before.
We're back. Nazarene. People on the internet want to know, was there ever a book of Judas?
Of course not, Alora. This was another work, the false priesthood. The false priesthood wrote so many books and added them to the Bible and tried to make people think they were part of the Bible to promote their sickness, to promote their celibacy, to promote their praying to the saints, to promote their praying to me and their praying to Mary. You only pray to God, by the way. That is the only one that you ever pray to. You don't pray to anyone else. You might pray for the saints to empower them to do God's work and do God's good. And you might pray to Mary in the same way. And you might pray for me in the same way. But you only pray to God. That's what I taught man to do. These false books, Alora, this corruption of God's work by these people trying to promote their false teachings really is a disturbance to the work of God, and people must reject them. They must cast them away and say, I know this is not part of God's teachings. I know this was made up by a man because he wanted men to do foul and despicable things, and I won't follow them. I won't be a part of this falsity. People have to wake up, Alora, and reject what is false and accept what is right. This is time, Alora. It is time for this. People don't want this. They want to keep the false teachings, but they must stop.
I didn't think there was one, Nazarene.
You're wise in the truths of God, Alora. You know the truths of God.
We'll be back again.
Jesus may be reached at Here's Jesus 777 at yahoo.com.